Sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross coming up in the next 10 minutes. We'll bring you the very latest from the Cricket World Cup. Barcelona and Chelsea both slip up in the hunt for their domestic titles.
We have to be strong now after this game, heads up, train hard and be big at it.
And Great Britain's Mo Farah sets a new world best in the 2 mile.
Bent for the last time into the short finishing straight. Farah is going to set that world best. 8:03.41. Kenenisa Bekele's world best falls.
But first, to Dunedin in New Zealand, where rank outsiders Afghanistan are giving Sri Lanka a real contest at the Cricket World Cup. Let's go live there and get the latest from Tim Peach.
And it's a steady start from Afghanistan. They're 81 for 2 after 19 overs under leaden skies early this morning as Sri Lanka won the toss and put them into bat. We did see one huge six from Ashgar Stanikzai for Afghanistan, who smeared it into the crowd where it was beautifully taken one-handed by a fan who now will win a share of a huge prize put up by sponsors. This is impressive stuff so far from Afghanistan. The cloud just beginning to clear a bit now. After 19 overs, they are 81 for 2.
Thank you, Tim. That's Tim Peach live in Dunedin. In Pool B later, two of the tournament heavyweights face each other as India play South Africa in Melbourne. The South Africa captain AB de Villiers will come up against some familiar faces from playing in the Indian Premier League, but he's putting that to one side.
Certainly doesn't play a role. Certainly doesn't play a role. It's a World Cup. You're playing for your country. You're representing South Africa, and they are obviously representing India. And we both nations are very proud cricketing nations. So it's a matter of really putting it out there on the field and leaving everything out there on the field in order for you to win the game. Friendships are not going to play a role tomorrow. That's for sure.
Well, the match is unlikely to determine whether those teams will make the quarterfinals, but the Indian batsman Virat Kohli says that doesn't mean they approach it any differently.
From the point of view, that it will give us immense self-belief that we can beat big sides come the knockout stages as well. We'll play a big factor in the game tomorrow. I think South Africa is, as we all know, one of the top sides in the world, and have a good balance of batting and bowling, and their fielding has obviously raised standards in international cricket. So to get over that hurdle tomorrow will be immense self-belief booster for us in many ways. And as I said, it's very important to hold momentum in a tournament like the World Cup. And that's something we started off on a good note and something we'll be looking to build over the next few games.
Virat Kohli. Now we'll hear shortly how Barcelona missed out on the chance to overtake Real Madrid at the top of the table in Spain, but they weren't the only title-chasing club suffering a shock on Saturday. Chelsea have had their lead in the English Premier League cut to 5 points after they were controversially held to a 1-1 draw by struggling Burnley at Stamford Bridge. Branislav Ivanovic gave Chelsea the lead, but they then had Nemanja Matic sent off. For reacting angrily to a nasty-looking Ashley Barnes challenge. Barnes wasn't even booked. Childhood Manchester City fan Ben Mee equalised for Burnley, and not for the first time this season. Jose Mourinho was unhappy with some of the refereeing decisions, though he did choose his words carefully.
If I go to these moments, I'm going to use a few words that I cannot use, and I believe in your honesty. I believe that you want to do a good service to English football, and I believe that you are going to say the truth. So minutes 30, 33, 43 and 69 is easy.
69 was the Matic sending off. It meant that Manchester City kicked off in the late game knowing they could close the gap if they could beat Newcastle United. At the Etihad Stadium, and they did so in style.
Yaya Toure, Aguero making a run, Yaya Toure picks him out, and David Silva, it's 5! 2 for the little Spaniard in the space of 2 minutes, and Newcastle have at least 38 minutes to play against Manchester City, and they're 5-0 down.
Yes, yeah, Silva's second goal there, adding to previous efforts from Sergio Aguero, Shamir Nasri and Edin Dzeko in a 5-0 rout. Manchester United slipped a place into fourth as they lost 2-1 at Swansea, and Herrera putting United in front. But the home side equalised through Ki Sung Yong before a shot from John Joe Shelvey deflected off Bafatimbi Gomis to give Swansea the win. Robin van Persie left the stadium on crutches as manager Louis van Gaal was amazed that they had lost, as was captain Wayne Rooney.
This is football. We were the better team. You know, I thought there was a few decisions which, you know, were 50-50, kept going to Swansea, but it's difficult for the referees, of course, so we have to just accept that, and hopefully we'll get that luck next time.
United's defeat meant Arsenal moved up to third thanks to a 2-1 win at Crystal Palace. Santi Cazorla and Olivier Giroud put the Gunners 2-0 up at the break. Glenn Murray scored a late consolation. Tim Sherwood's first match in charge of Aston Villa ended in a 2-1 home defeat to Stoke. QPR had Joey Barton sent off for smacking Hull City midfielder Tom Huddleston in the groin as Hull won with a late goal from Senegal's Damien Ndoye on his thirtieth birthday. Sunderland played out their 13th draw of the season as their game with West Brom finished goalless. Now, Barcelona failed to go top of La Liga for the first time since November as a side containing Neymar, Suarez and Messi suffered a 1-0 home defeat to Malaga. Champions Atletico Madrid are now just 3 points behind Barcelona after they cruised to a 3-0 win over Almeria thanks to a double. From Antoine Griezmann. Real Madrid can go 4 points clear at the top if they can beat Elche on Sunday. Robert Lewandowski and Arjen Robben both scored twice as Bayern Munich won 6-0 at Paderborn to go 11 points clear in Germany. Now, Etant Setif have become the first Algerian club to win the African Super Cup, that after they beat Egypt's Al Ahly 6-5 on penalties. The annual meeting between the previous season's winners of the African Champions League and the African Confederation Cup ended in a 1-1 draw. The match was played in Blida, 45 kilometres south of Algiers, in front of a strong security presence. Algerian journalist Saeed Chatour says it passed off peacefully.
Basically, they've been expecting more fans and more supporters from the Setif club, but less of them came to the stadium due to, of course, the bad weather. And basically, they scared about any violence in the stadium. So they organized it very well, and they brought the fans through by train, by buses. They organized it very well.
To Athletics and Great Britain's Mo Farah has set the fastest time ever recorded for 2 miles at the Birmingham Indoor Grand Prix, while Ivory Coast Morel Ahore won the women's 60 metres. Our Athletics commentator Ed Harry was trackside.
Farah, winner of the long distance double at the Olympics, Worlds and Europeans, now has the fastest time ever for 2 miles indoors. He only had the clock to race from just past halfway, winding up the pace to break Kenenisa Bekele's 7-year-old world best set on this same track. Muriel Ahure, twice the world indoor silver medalist, again showed her quality over 60 metres, the Ivorian victorious. She'd arrived in Birmingham as the fastest in the world this year. The same was true for Kim Collins in the men's event, and at the age of 38, he won at this meeting for the very first time.
So triumph and a world best for Farah in what was his first race of 2015.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. Training's been going well. I knew I can go close, but you know, I haven't raced so long, so you know, the pacemaker did well, and the crowd got really behind me. I'm just so pleased. Unbelievable, you know, so many people have asked me, when are you going to break the world record, so you know, our new training's going well. You know, so many people have asked me, when are you going to break the world record, so you know, our new training's going well, so I wanted to do it.
And in cycling, Germany topped the medals table at the Cycling World Championships on Saturday. Christina Vogel recovered from a tumble in the build-up to the first leg of her final to retain her Sprint World Championship. Alistair Bruce Ball was watching at the Velodrome National in Paris.
Christina Vogel showed the true class of a world champion to defend her individual sprint title here in Paris. Not necessarily a champion to defend her individual sprint title here in Paris. Not necessarily at her fastest, but tactically so good to edge out the imposing young Dutch sprinter Ellis Litley, who clearly has a big future ahead of her on the track. Switzerland's Stefan Kung finally got to stand on the top of the podium at the World Championships, eventually hauling in Jack Bobridge in the individual pursuit final. The Australian went flying out at the start and at one point led by over 4 seconds, but he couldn't hang on, and Kung only got ahead in the very last lap of the race, timing his run to perfection. Fernando Gaviria from Colombia took gold in the men's Omnium, and Kirsten Wildt of Holland won the women's scratch race.
Alistair Bruce Ball reporting from Paris. And that is all of your latest BBC Sport.